That's my wife. She's my sister, but she's my daughter. She's my wife, not my daughter.
Good.
How can I help you today, sir?
I've already been helped.
By what?
By the Lord Jesus Christ and the Bible without any denomination.
Do you go to a church, attend a church?
I attend several from time to time.
Do they teach nothing but the truth, the whole truth, or do they teach a bunch of man-made traditions?
Most, I'd have to say, are stuck on traditions and rituals.
Thank you for being honest. We can't find, after years, we can't find a church building system in America that preaches, ready, the biblical gospel, and then actually lives it out by their fruit. We can't find one.
I believe the greatest victory Satan ever won was when he convinced us to have denominations.
yeah, that would be a good one.
That
he
divided the body of Christ. You ask a person, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ? I say, I'm a Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. I say, well, I feel sorry for you, because none of those will get you to heaven.
Yeah, Satan has lowered the bar to accepting Jesus, going to a church system that God never ordained, and just pretending you're a Christian, but then coming out in the world and living like the world. So we go out into the world and we go to churches because we tell people, Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. And the fruit of a true believer is they don't partake in the things of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of it. We're standing against it today. I got to hold my sign with two hands in his wind. And so we call people out, but the American church system is very corrupt. It's very fleshly. They have a false gospel. Did my wife or my brother go over the gospel with you? How to find eternal life?
Good briefly there.
Yeah. So by the shed blood of Jesus, right on that card, his death, burial, and resurrection, by the shed blood of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, we're called to repentance. And repentance is not just coming out of the big sins, people say, like drinking and adultery and things like that, but coming out of all sin, coming out of the world. How many sins put Adam and Eve out of the garden, sir? One. How many sins killed a husband and wife in Acts 5? One. But let me finish the gospel. By repentance, we must be born again, and if we truly are born again by the Spirit of God, we test. We desire holiness. We go to the scriptures. We begin to chisel our life away of everything that's not rooted of him, everything that's of the flesh, everything that's false, and we chip that away. We walk in holiness and endurance to the end, striving to the end. That's the biblical gospel. We don't know a church system in America that preaches that and lives it. Some of them preach it. They don't live it. Some of them live a little bit of it, but they don't preach it. So that's what we proclaim.
I'm going to admit right off, I still fail the Lord. But what you're saying, I agree with 100%.
Can I ask you a question? What do you do when you fail the Lord? Let's call it what it is, sin. What do you do when you sin? Just keep sinning?
We confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And
amen.
Cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah, John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light, that's the truth, we get cleansed. What if we don't walk in the light, in the truth? What if we keep a bunch of man-made traditions and worldliness?
We miss the truth.
Yep, and we're not going to be saved. Not going to be spared, so.
Anything that comes between Jesus Christ and the truth of the Bible is no
amen.
Good.
Amen. So I would ask you, I have a question. So if you attend church systems that keep a bunch of man-made traditions and you sing and you pray with them, are you not united to them in sin?
No, because I differ with it.
But you're there singing and praying with it. You're united to it.
I understand where you're coming from.
Are you obeying God's word? Romans 16:17. You know what it says? It says, mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. Are you avoiding them when you go and sing and pray with them?
I'm doing what Christ did when he sat down with the Pharisees, Sadducees.
They weren't the people of God.
Oh, they absolutely were not.
They were antichrist. Yeah, they denied Jesus. But
they denied him.
But these people you go gather with, do they deny Jesus or do they claim him?
You know,
come on now. They claim him.
I think that less than...
They claim him.
All professing Christians.
Well, you didn't answer the question, though. Do these people you sing and pray with in these church buildings claim Jesus? course they do.
Well, see, my problem with
you're
that,
united
with
to
that
them.
Statement is this. I believe that nobody Jesus to his name except one person in the Bible.
Who would that be?
I got you.
No, who would that be? You're talking about the name Jesus with the J, the name Jesus?
Nobody.
There was no Jesus name in the Greek language. So nobody called him by Jesus' name. That's it. Yeah. Yeshua, it means salvation in Hebrew. His name is actually Joshua.
Well, I know Greek.
Okay.
That took a year.
So who are you saying called it by his name?
One person.
Who?
The demon-possessed person. He said...
Oh, but many of the disciples called him Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course they did.
Because they called him. If you go, in fact, nobody in the Gospels of it.
Are you saying called him by on a first name basis?
Right.
Okay, now you're explaining it. So no one called him by a first name basis. So I believe, don't quote me, I'm going to look it up now. My brother and I are going to test this. I believe that there are places in Scripture where either the disciples or Paul used just the word Jesus without Christ or the Lord. But I'm going to look that up to verify that. Okay. So other people called him by his first name too.
Well, actually... the word of God sometimes where
yes. But here's the thing.
Jesus, I believe, was his human name.
Right, there was, but again, Jesus is an English name. There wasn't that in the Greek. But I want to go back. You singing and praying, united to these false people. You're united to them. It's not like Jesus with the Pharisees. You're united to them, and you're disobeying the Bible because the Bible says, mark them, avoid them. In 1 Timothy 6, Paul says, in the last, or 2 Timothy 3 and 4, Paul says, perilous times will come, they won't endure sound doctrine. He says, turn away from them. So I would encourage you to turn away from everyone that's not walking in sound doctrine and spirit truth 100% and be a Noah. You're an old man like me. Be a Noah in your generation. Okay. But be a Noah in your generation and you're compromising. And your compromise is going to maybe cost you your soul. Because Jesus said, ready? If you go there, ready? Easter's coming. Pagan holiday. Roman Catholic invented. If you go there on Good Friday and Easter Sunday and you unite to them, and that's a false tradition. Did you know Jesus said you worship God in vain in Mark 7? I don't want that for you.
I don't want that for you.
Repent and come out of that. Have you tested all your ways? Like, you know, how you spend your time, how you dress your temple, who you associate with. Have you tested all those to the Holy Scriptures?
I wish I had my brochures. I've written 100 and some odd brochures that are talking about what you're talking about.
So how did God dress us? I'm going to ask you. You look like the culture. You're dressed like the culture. Pants and a tucked-in shirt and a plaid shirt. How did God dress us in Genesis 3?
I would blame my wife for how I'm dressed.
Oh, my.
She picks out my clothes.
Oh, my. God picked out your clothes. In Genesis 3, did you know God shed blood and covered us in tunic-like garments?
Right.
Your wife probably wears dresses, doesn't she?
Yeah.
What? Why can't she wear pants like you?
Well, she does.
Oh, she wears pants too? That's sinful. The Bible tells women how to dress.
Right.
In 1 Timothy 2, neat, orderly robes and dresses. The word apparel means dresses. And men should wear a tunic-like garment because God put us that in Genesis 3. Do you know why this is important? That your temple's not your own.
I'm aware of that. We've been bought with a price.
But why aren't you obeying God then? I've already called out two or three sins. I love you.
I'm going to. Well, I appreciate it. And I agree with you.
You got to repent of them, though, or they're on your record. Willful sin. Did you know there's no forgiveness for your willful sin? There's no cleansing. Hebrews 10:26.
Tell you this. My name is Templeman.
Your name is what?
My father was a Jew.
Okay. Your last name's Templeman? Okay.
It's actually a German name.
Okay.
It's a Jew.
So what does that mean, though? Why are you telling me your last name?
Much of what you're saying, I would say, is mixing up some of the Old Testament stuff
actually
with the difference in what is...
Really? Done. So where is 1 Corinthians, where is head covering? I almost told you. Where is head coverings in the Bible? 1 Corinthians 11. Is that Old Testament?
1 Corinthians has more...
1 Corinthians 11.
Wrong problems in it.
Problems? It's the inspired word of God, sir.
No, by that, I'm not saying it. I'm saying it's recorded. I believe it's quoted verbatim from God. I don't know.
Okay. Paul says women should cover their head with a cloth veil. Why don't women in America, including your wife, do it?
Well,
you're smiling. You're smiling. Uncomfortable smiling. Are you feminized? Are you feminized? Okay, tell you what. God dressed us. God calls women to cover their heads. God calls us to come out of false religion. God calls us not to entertain in the world. Tell you what, my gospel card there, because I got to get back to preaching. My website's on there, don'tperish.com. My email's on there. You email me, and I'd love to talk to you, or I'll get on the phone with you sometime and talk to you and go deep in these topics. I believe, I love you. I believe you're living and practicing sin. And if you don't come out of it, it will cost you your soul. You said, Adam and Eve, one sin. Ananias and Sapphira, one sin. We've uncovered 3 or 4 sins in your life that you've got to come out of, sir. Email me, and my brother and I would love to go over the scriptures with you, okay? Why are you here at the art show? It is a waste of time. This is all corruptible. Why are you not living and preaching the biblical gospel?
Here is because I come up here and walk because my doctor tells me.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of places to walk. You don't have to walk through here, but...
Boy, do you telling me. I can't hardly get past.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But test yourself, sir, to those things. If you really love God, you obey Him. And you're not obeying God in those areas.
If you love me, keep my...
Yeah, and you're not. Will you repent? Will you? I love you.
I tell you what, I agree with everything God says in His Word. I do not agree with people's interpretation.
Yeah, let me go back. I want to cover something. Let me go back to what you said about Old Testament. Do you know we're supposed to keep some Old Testament things? I'm married to one wife. Do you have 3 wives or one? One. God ordained that in Genesis. We're supposed to take dominion. That God ordained that in Genesis. We're not supposed to drink blood. God ordained that in Genesis 9. In Genesis 3, God killed animals and told us how to dress our temples. Now, you're talking about Torah law. Torah law doesn't come along till when? Exodus. Later. I don't keep Torah. You see that?
You're
God dressed you in Genesis 3.
Father was a Jew.
Well,
so I know what you're saying.
Okay, but don't accuse me of keeping Torah law, because I don't. I keep pre-Torah and the New Covenant. And by you dabbling with churchianity, you're making your worship of God in vain. You need to repent, get your house in order,
well,
and we're here to help you.
And whoever the younger
my brother,
is.
That's my young brother.
Oh, okay. I told them both. I believe that the greatest victory Satan ever won.
Yeah, but in love, if you go and unite to them, that's just hypocrisy. Well, you sing and pray with them. You're united to them. Test yourself, sir. We love you. Test yourself to the Word of God.